Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
Our final little New Year's resolution for leaders today, I wanted to end with a term that maybe not everybody is familiar with, but once I explain it, you'll understand. I love the beginning of a year because you can decide to do things differently and to, like we talked about in the very first part of this series, you can do a makeover right now and make your team and your leadership, you can make it all look different for 2017, especially if you've not been pleased with your attitude or the way you handled situations or the culture of your team, which is what we're going to talk about today. I think our third resolution could be to really take a hard look at our team's culture and see where we could improve. So some people may not know what I mean about a team having a culture. And a culture, this is a term from the corporate world, and that's basically the feel of your organization, of your team. Every team has a different culture. Every team has a different feel because it's led by a different person. My team culture, from me down, is different than my other ambassadors that are under me because we're different colors, we have different personalities and different backgrounds. And that's not a bad thing. But you can decide what your culture looks like or feels like. So when new people enter your team, when new distributors come on board, what is it going to look like to them? What is the feel? Is it going to feel like family, or is it going to feel more like they're an employee getting dictated or micromanaged by a leader? Is it going to be more about other people and us changing lives? Or is your team more framed around just building their own paycheck and promoting through the ranks for themselves? You know, all of that plays into culture, and you can decide. You can decide. And then based on your posts, based on your leadership, the things you say, the way you act, then you can... It starts with you and it ripples down through your leaders and your up and coming leaders, and you can develop your culture. So that's the third thing I want us to do today, is to really take a look at that and see, are there areas that you want to improve? One of the areas that I really want to work on is something called, I want to get rid of the transactional noise. And this is a term I got from Bill Hybels. And transactional noise is, if you still work a corporate job, this would be all of the chatter that happens around the coffee station at work. You know, they used to say it was around the water cooler, but this is all the chatter, the unnecessary chatter that happens. Things like, so-and-so did this, but she didn't get in trouble for it, yet I got written up last week. Corporate sending down all of these changes. Do they not know, how much more difficult it makes my job? How do they expect me to be as efficient with this new rule? It's all that chatter. And it happens behind the scenes, and it happens quietly, and it's these little things. But it's transactional noise that takes away from things that you could be doing to further your business. And if it's happening with us as leaders, and we're doing it to our sideline leaders or our own downline leaders, we're teaching them that this is okay. So it's not just you. You're having these little transactional noise conversations all over your downline when everybody could be working. So that's something that's something I'm going to work on this year. I want to establish a culture of forgiveness where we don't talk about each other. If there is a problem between distributors on my team, I want them to talk it out immediately. I don't want it to go any further. Again, I want to give the benefit of the doubt for corporate. I want to eliminate all of those little negative conversations that don't move anyone's business forward. So that's something I'm going to be working on, is eliminating that transactional noise. The other thing that my leaders and I were going to talk about more, but I'm really going to try this year, I want to make it the year of building character. So this is going to be something I implement in the culture of my team. I really feel that distributors don't need more information. They need more character. What I mean by that is, they could have all the training in the world available to them, Instagram training, anything, blitzing training, all this different training we could give them. But if they don't have perseverance, if they don't know what it means to remain steadfast during a hard time, if they don't understand what it means to fill up their passion bucket themselves and have an overflowing passion bucket, if they don't understand that having integrity is the most important thing to being a successful business owner, if they don't have those character traits, then it doesn't matter how much training or information I give them on the product or this business or steps to success, they're not going to be successful. So this year, I'm going to add into my culture on my team, training on character, self-development from the very beginning, and talking about and highlighting people's character and giving them examples of what those look like. You know, highlighting somebody who just came through a struggle, yet they persevered and now they went Ruby. Because I say this a lot, the how doesn't matter if you've got the why right. So if they can just stick it out, if they're excited, if they're passionate, that's all it takes. The how doesn't matter because it's going to look different for everybody. And we can give everybody all the ideas and all that. I'm not saying I'm not going to train my people, but I'm going to put more emphasis on character than information. And I think that's what Mike Petillo is always getting at, because this business is very simple. Blitz, wrap, repeat, right? That's it. That's all it takes. If we can make sure that people are passionate, excited, have integrity in their business, do things the right way, persevere through any problem, bust down the walls when they come up, you know, if they have the right mentality, they can go as far as they want to. It's all about mindset. So that's what I'm going to focus on this year. So those are just a couple of the things I'm going to throw in and be working on the culture of my team. So I would ask you today to go through and see, you know, what are some areas that the culture of your team, is there anywhere you can improve, anything you want to emphasize more? How do you want your team to look and feel this year? When new distributors come into your team this year, into your organization, what do you want them to see and hear and feel? That's the culture of your business. So take a look at that. We'll wrap up our series today. And the next time I talk to you guys will probably be, yeah, it'll be the new year. So I'll talk to you guys next year. All right. Happy New Year. Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.